In Cairo, security forces have begun a major push to move protesters away from a street off of Tahrir Square. The street leads to Egypt's Interior Ministry. That's the police headquarters, and it's been the scene of violent clashes over the past 5 days. But not all Cairo residents are sympathizing with the protesters involved in the clashes, as we hear now from NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson.
Mohammed Mahmoud Street off of Tahrir Square looks like a war zone. Blackened trash and chunks of pavement litter the streets. Riot police fire repeated volleys of tear gas at the mostly young men who surge forward with hopes of storming the Interior Ministry. The attempts always fail, with ambulances and volunteers on motorbikes rushing in to take away the wounded. At times, the policemen push forward, causing protesters to flee. Two blocks away, one sees a completely different Cairo. Shops are open, cars are moving on the streets, and pedestrians amble along the sidewalks. But as normal as life appears here, it is not. The sharp smell of tear gas lingers in the air, and the number of people in cars is far fewer than one normally sees. It makes watch vendor Ahmed Ibrahim angry. He, like every Cairene interviewed for this story, wants to know who the people are who are attacking the Interior Ministry and why. He believes that the protesters' demand for the ruling military council to step aside immediately isn't practical. Who would run things if they left, Ibrahim asks. A growing number of Cairenes are uncomfortable with the ongoing uprising, which few outside Tahrir Square perceive to be like the one that ousted Hosni Mubarak earlier this year. The negative impact of the protest on commerce and tourism and the closure of many schools and government offices are also starting to grate. Clashes a few blocks from Mohammed Ibrahim's jewelry store have kept customers away for the better part of a week. The 68-year-old says he's glad his countrymen ousted a corrupt government, but he complains that the current protesters aren't the intellectuals who took part in what Egyptians refer to as the 25th of January revolution. He calls them young delinquents who throw rocks at the police. Across the river in the upscale neighborhood of Zamalek, 48-year-old Manal Kamal shared Ibrahim's mistrust of those taking part in the uprising.
My servant, she has a son. She said he went there. I said, how come he went there? She said he is fed up and he doesn't have work and he doesn't. So he went. It's not the people we know in 25 January. They're not the guys there. I don't know.
Back in Tahrir Square, protester Wedad Mustafa, a 60-year-old medical school professor, disagrees. She says many of the protesters from earlier this year are returning to the square as the crisis drags on, but she appreciates why many Egyptians may not be interested in doing the same.
There's a protest, but if you go 2 kilometers from here, life continues. It has to do so.
Nevertheless, Mustafa and others at the square say they will continue to protest until Egypt's ruling military council steps down. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.